Welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Bregman Alexis.
What up?
And we're so freaking excited because not only are we talking about our favorite subjects in the world, but we also have someone, a very special guest. You may know her from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. She has her own podcast. She's a girl that does it all, and she's the big sister that every Gen Zer and future generations to come needs in their life. And you can follow her at her social handles at Hello Teffy. So with that, hello Teffy.
Hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited.
We're so excited to have you. Okay, I have to tell you this. I did not find you via TikTok. I found you via YouTube.
Oh my God.
I've been watching you for a very long time. That sounds really creepy. But to me, you're the YouTube star. To everyone else, you're a TikTok star.
So. I feel like only OGs remember, like, a Teffy's tip, just a tip. Like, it's only, like, OGs.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I know what I'm doing tonight. But first of all, I am dressed up as Britney Spears, if nobody cares. Oops, I did it again. But my hair and face kind of look like 2020 Britney Spears. So it's kind of like a mixture of culture, but I kind of feeling it. Like, I don't know how to do the hairstyle from Oops, I Did It Again music video. So it is what it is.
But it's Britney in her essence.
Yeah, basically. And I'm pale as fuck, so nobody judge me. But
looking at you, I see Britney Jean 100%.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
It's Britney Jean.
It's Britney Jean.
Yes. Okay, no, I literally follow maybe six people on TikTok, and you are one of the six. So,
literally, I must blow your timeline up.
No, I love it. I love it. Sorry, I'm touching my boobs because it was a little looser last time I put this on. So I don't know what happened within the pants.
Every time I gain a little weight, I never admit to myself that it's weight. I'm like, I gotta stop washing these jeans.
Yeah, no, I just say it's COVID.
Good.
Yeah, good times. But no, we're so excited to have you on. You literally, everything you do on TikTok is literally me, but I don't, like, I need to record it, but you record it and I'm like, oh my God, she's literally thinking my thoughts.
That's how I feel too.
Like, I feel like I am. We are one.
You're speaking person. For all millennials, I feel like.
No, just the fun, cool girls.
Well, yeah, that too. When that's who we represent, you know?
We just
whenever
represent.
Whenever people are like, oh, like, you remind me so much of yourself, I'm like, oh, you have daddy issues. Okay, yeah, me too. Like, that's fine.
But I love
something it. Something that's been happening to me lately is people keep commenting, Teffy, I wish I had your confidence. I wish I was that brave. And I'm like, how bad do I look right now? But they're like, dude, so fucking strong. I could never. That shit, like, it reminds me when Amy Schumer is like, it's really fucked up when, like, your nudes leak and they're like, oh, that's so brave. She's like, my body?
Like, no, that's so, wait, yes. What do they comment that on? Like, just like your normal post?
Yeah, normal posts. God, are any of them normal? I want to let you know that I have never posted a TikTok when my Adderall is not hitting.
Yeah, no, same. I've never done a podcast without Adderall. I don't know how it would go, and I don't want to know. So the Adderall's keeping it coming. It alive. The Adderall's keeping Girls Night Gang alive. I mean, no, literally, I didn't take it for like 5 days during the holidays.
Did you feel weird?
I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. My brain was so scattered, and I was just so hyper. I was just like, I have like ADHD though, so I was just off the walls. I need it.
But this is my impression of myself off Adderall, and somebody asked me what to do. Okay.
Okay. Let's
see. This is my impression. Ready? You want me to do what? Scene. That's my every single thing.
No, literally mine is like, wait, what did you say? 2 minutes later. What did you tell me to do? I'm like literally Dory from Finding Nemo.
I love it.
Dory, but the Adderall, I'm fucking super fucking human.
Okay, so we know Adderall is important to surviving. Well, we survived 2020. Adderall was a part of that.
Yes.
So Teffy. What were some other things that got you through 2020?
Guys, I am somebody who, like, I'm telling you, I listen to, I've never been to Los Angeles, like, subtle brag, but, like, I've never been to LA. And when people talk to me about, like, LA and stuff, and I have a point to this. I know you're like, what, did she even fucking hear me? But no, I have a point to this. This is the way that I talk. The first few dates with my boyfriend, I don't even think I knew what his voice sounded like. I just did this, okay? And I was like, wow, I really like him. He didn't do anything. So I love him. But, I remember, like, people, like, my friends, like, we all have those friends that live in New York and then they move to, like, LA or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden they're eating, like,
kale,
wheatgrass, kale, raw, yeah. Okay, bah, yeah. Goat shit. I'm like, okay. They're like going to some place to a tree named Joshua. I have no idea. And they're all like, namaste. Instead of saying hello, they answer the phone like, namaste. I'm like, okay, yes. What the fuck? That needs, like, where is my cigarette? Where is my red steak? And I want to follow up with some black coffee. And then I want to go home and I want to do doggy style. That's who I am.
I love that.
And, you know, and I was never, every time I hear, like, any, anything that's like a little goopy like that, I'm like, miss me with that kumbaya shit.
Yes.
When I tell you that during the pandemic, the way that I am 100% Hakuna Matata kumbaya all the fucking way, I have, Jason today was like, can I get in the shower? I'm like, I'm not done with my Buddhist chant. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait, like, so you went to LA once or you live there?
I've never been.
Oh, never been. She's just saying, never, like, been. People are very, like, into meditation and stuff, but that's what got her through this. She hated it. And hated on it, but it actually helped her.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, oh my God, you take Adderall? I'm microdosing. I'm like, you're doing drugs. So am I. What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't understand, like, people that microdose shrooms. Like, I don't, I would freak out. I feel like, I mean, I'll do, if I'm going to do shrooms, I'm going to do the whole fucking thing. But, like, microdose, like, during, like, a normal Monday, I don't know.
Absolutely not. I'm the kind of girl that before I go to bed, I'm like, okay, Teppy, whatever you do, don't think about demons. Like, I'm that person.
No, me too. I literally was just saying this to my therapist earlier today.
Thinking about demons?
No, I literally do. I'll be in bed at night and I'm like, oh my God, don't even think about the demon that's in the corner. Like, don't even go there.
Oh no. See, mine right now is aliens because I know they're coming. So I was in my bedroom and my touch lamp. First of all, why the fuck do I have a touch lamp? Like, I got it from Target for like $14.99, but whatever. It's
You're
in
so
my
sensual.
I know. I the guest room. I was like, I don't give a fuck. You're the last, and I don't care who's coming over. So just literally take the bed. It's actually more comfortable than my bed. So it's like, I'm giving you a fucking favor. So deal with the touch lamps. But I was literally walking past, and the touch lamp went on, and nobody was in there except for the fucking alien. I swear. So I'm like. And literally, it was the night that you and my sister sent me that Aliens Are Coming 2021.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
So then I'm in my brain like, holy shit, there's an alien in the other room. Like, but I'm, you don't understand. I'm like a terrified of aliens. Terrified. Oh,
yeah.
No, like E.T.
She's scared of two things, E.T. and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That's terrified. All. That's all she's scared of.
If Nicolas Cage is 100% an alien.
Exactly. That's why the two and two go together.
Good reaction.
Yeah.
There, and this is what I'm going to say about aliens. Well, I don't even let the person that I love put anything on my butt. You think I'm going to let you probe me? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Same, girl.
That is my no-no square.
Same.
Absolutely fucking
you.
Not.
Wait, when you do doggies? The fourth No,
No, that was better.
Okay. What? So when you do doggy style, do you queef after?
How dare you?
This is a judge-free zone.
Yeah,
it
no.
Truly
I queef every single time I do doggy style. No ifs and buts. It's like literally Tyler knows my boyfriend. I don't have a fiance, but I do have a boyfriend. No, I don't.
I don't know. Okay.
I do that, but I don't know if I want to do it right now, so I'm going to just wait. But
That's okay.
Yeah, he has time, so I need to get, like, literally I can't even keep my nails on longer than 1 week, so I don't know how I'm gonna keep a ring on it.
Okay.
I'm scared if I lose it.
Okay.
You think Tyler's ever worried though, like during the act, like, you know, towards the end, like, here comes the boom?
No. Oh, for doggy style?
Yeah, like he knows that's coming.
Yeah, he already knows.
I forget that you're here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just, I mean,
pretend I'm not here.
Yeah, just pretend he's not here. He knows everything in my life, so it doesn't matter. he knows about my chlamydia story. Like, it is what it is. But yeah. Don't feel.
Everybody has a chlamydia story.
Yeah, you're not adventurous.
Have a chlamydia story. I'm like, grow up, you know? Grow up. Oh, your parents are still together? Grow up. You know? Get the fuck out of here.
No, literally, Kevin knows about my chlamydia story. I just went to the doctor. I don't have HPV, so everything's good and glory down there. But I was literally going to fart when I got the pap smear, and I was literally freaking out. So he's heard it all. So if you want to, don't worry.
Yeah. I learned a lot here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm telling my fiance, like, just because we're home all fucking day doesn't mean that you don't have to fuck me. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You have to fuck me.
Totally.
And I don't want it to be like, oh, should we fuck? I need seduction.
Yeah.
I need something, you know?
Yes.
Because I'm a top star 5 bitch. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm.
Say it again. And, say it louder for the people in the back.
Yes.
Top 5 bitch. And I'm not number 5.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And here's the other thing, Teffy. I'm also engaged, if you didn't know that. I have postponed my wedding like 4 times, maybe the 5th time now. Ugh. So we may just elope, and that's kind of how I want to do it. But anyway, we won't get into that. I tell Adam, just because
I love
we're
when Raven says Adam, she's like Adam.
Just because Adam. We're engaged does not mean that it's going to be a quickie every time.
Yeah,
I have been so good to him in the bedroom that he is now a spoiled child.
But have you done a penis sucky sucky?
Girl,
I haven't done a penis sucky sucky all COVID. I don't know.
I think you're trying to say kiss his pee pee. Okay, let's keep it scientific. All right, but like a pee pee sucky sucky. Why am I gonna suck your dick if all you want me to do is turn around?
Exactly.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna fucking do it. And it's insulting that I watch Bridgerton on Netflix and get horny like it's a porn.
Yeah.
You need to fuck me.
Thank
Get the fuck
you.
Out of here.
I'm glad we're all on the same page here. Like, we're living
the
same
lives.
No, but guys,
sometimes I like a little quickie because I got to go.
No, I do too. Like, sometimes.
What is your sign?
All the time.
I'm dying to know.
Here we go.
I love that you're into horoscopes because Raven and I, do you understand I have an alarm on my phone every 12 o'clock midnight that says Aries horoscope. So I'm in Aries. Got it. Oh my God, wrong wrist. I'm 60 kilo shots. Oh, is that what
you did? Show the right wrist.
Oh, it did. I can't see. 60 kilo shots deep. And I was in the urgent care yesterday. I don't know if that's a good thing to do, but I'm like sipping it. So I'm not like, and I'm going to go to the gym after. So I think it'll come out.
What color is your pee every day? Is it
right
like a yellow?
Right now it's yellow because I got like 2 IVs. So it's like all the vitamins coming out, but it's normally white. Clear. I'm a healthy gal, so I don't know what's wrong with me. But I am an Aries, so clearly there is something wrong with me because I'm literally a psychopath.
Aries to me are just like Aries.
Oh my God,
and
I'm
Geminis
scared.
For me,
I hate
like...
Geminis. No, I'm kidding. Are you a Gemini?
I'm not a Gemini.
Okay, thank God.
Excuse me.
I know.
Like nothing against Geminis, but
my friend,
I'm a Cancer.
No, my best friend Sam Tuba is a Gemini and a hater. So
yeah, like you want to fucking fight her, but you love her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I've known you for too long, so I can't not be your best friend. You know too much.
Yeah.
But if I could fucking fight you, I would do it.
Right? We've already fist fought like 15 times in our life. So, and like I feel like I had really hurt her this time.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say like Geminis and Aries. I've never been in a fist fight, so I have questions too. Okay. I'm that bitch that's like, we should use our words. I pay so much for nails, dude. I'm not gonna fucking do it.
I know. Same.
But like Geminis and Aries are people who like I look at them and I'm like, I'm not in charge of keeping you entertained and you get bored so fucking easily that it's making me feel clumped.
No,
like,
I never get bored. Because I have myself to entertain myself.
I think you entertain yourself. I think that's what
that
is.
I never get bored.
Teffy, you and I are...
Leos?
No.
Leo Moon.
I looked at your birthday.
What is it? When is it?
July 22nd.
No. That's Tyler's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And my
birthday
is July 23rd. So I'm a day
short.
You're
on the first day of Leo.
Yeah. But I don't feel like a Leo.
Wait, are you a Cancer? Or a Leo?
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, so
I'm a Cancer.
Okay, listen to this. She has been thinking and has said for all along that her boyfriend Tyler was a Cancer.
I mean, a Leo.
She's like, I love Leo men. She's like, I love Leos. And then I was like, honey.
I hate to break it to you. After 2 years.
He's a Cancer.
He's a Cancer.
No, but I feel
and
like he's a Leo.
Her.
Yeah.
I know why you think he's a Leo, and I'm going to explain this to you about Cancer Man, because I dated one for
I dated a Cancer Man, too, and I hated him, but Tyler is literally... Sorry.
He's definitely a Cancer. Let me just say that.
Really?
I knew he was a Cancer. Remember, you would say he's a Leo. I'm like, are you sure? That's why I even Googled it in the first place, because I'm
so
like, he's...
calm.
He's a Cancer.
He's so,
a Cancer. Okay, sorry, Teffy. Tell us about Cancer
Man. No, it's
okay.
Because I had to deal with this too. Because when you read about Cancer Men, sound like they're fucking writing poetry about you all the fucking time, right? And they're so. But I feel like there are developed signs and underdeveloped signs. It's like immature and mature. An underdeveloped Cancer is such a fucking asshole. They try to tell you what to do, what's best for you. If you don't do exactly what they say, they recommend it. Call you a fucking idiot. They throw everything in your face. They're so patronizing. They're so condescending. It's because they're so insecure that you might not need them or be their go-to person.
Oh.
They take it out on you.
Guys, I might
I'm telling you.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Does that make sense?
I don't know if it's oops.
A
I
developer is like a safe place. A developed Cancer is like your safe fucking place. Like you could literally depend on him for everything. He's open arms. He will tell you where you fucked up, but he will always be there for you or like whatever. And he'll hold your bag while you get on the bar. And I love that.
That literally is him.
Yes.
I mean, he never called me names or raised his voice at me ever, whereas I literally fucking scream at the top of my lungs. He's never raised his voice out of the 4 years we've been together, three years we've been together. I don't fucking know how long. Mm-hmm. It's been way too long.
Cancer men will also take the things that you told them in privacy during an intimate moment and throw it back in your fucking face during a fight. That's what, like, I had one person say, like, when we were dating, we were breaking up, and I was like, it's over, and he was a Cancer. And he was like, so you're just going to give up on me like your dad did. I was like, excuse me?
No.
I looked at him and I was like, I have to leave or I'm going to hit you with this fucking car and I'm too cute for jail. I would never make it.
I would never make it in jail.
Absolutely not. I'd be somebody's bitch in 4 seconds.
Same. I would be so scared. I'd be like, I would literally go up to the guards and be like, I don't think I am supposed to be in here.
Mom would see me on the second day and be like, I'm Lisa's bitch.
No, I think I would make friends though. I make friends like anywhere I go. So I think I would make friends in jail. But let's never get there.
I think
so,
you would be fine.
You'd be a favorite though. You'd be a favorite.
Like when I leave, everybody would like clap and be like, oh, we're going to miss you. I'm be like, okay, I'm never coming back here.
Right, right.
But I would definitely like keep in touch. I would definitely keep in touch with them, you know?
Yes.
Amazing. I feel that.
But wait, so do you think I should stay with him? Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
And Aries is somebody who like, I feel like needs to be in charge, you know, and there's somebody that like they need to be the leader. And I think a Cancer man is like very happy being a follower. So I like that about them. The only thing is like Aries, fire signs in general can be very not blunt, like Sagittarius are fucking rude, you know. Like you could have told me, someone's like, if a Sagittarius would be like, yeah, I don't like what you're wearing, I'm like, great, thank you. Since I'm at the bar now and I can't go home, I'll just remember exactly for that the whole fucking night, you know. But I feel like an Aries is somebody who needs like a cheerleader, whether they want to admit it or not, you know.
Oh, 100%. I literally tell Tyler, like, I'm gonna get an intern for my business because like you don't like my ideas. Mm-hmm. And I need like someone to hype me up. That's why I get my makeup done. And then they're like, oh, girl, you look fucking hot. And I'm like, I just need to hire you to walk around with me all day.
Amazing.
I don't care. I don't care to own it. Like, I'm owning it. Own it.
Yes.
I tell Jason, like, I'll come out of the bathroom and I'll count to five. And I'm like after getting ready, and I'll count to five in my head, like five Mississippis. And I'm like, why haven't you told me that I look absolutely fucking stunning?
Oh,
like you see my titties, you have to pretend like you've never seen a titty before in your fucking life.
I go literally if Tyler doesn't walk by me and if I'm just like naked with clothes, not clothes, anything. You walk by me and you don't squeeze my ass, I will freak out.
And you like to be called beautiful. You like Tyler to say, call me beautiful, and then I can go.
And I said, like, before I leave, I'm like, did he forget? Do you know? Like, today, the first time I put foundation on, he goes, oh, my God, you look so pretty. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put foundation on for the first fucking time in, like, 10 years. And like, you finally call me pretty. But when we go out, I literally am... I won't leave the steps, and like he knows by now because I'm like a psychopath, and I just like tap my foot like.
Yep. I'm waiting for it.
And he'll be like, "Baby, you look so pretty." And I'm like, "Thank you, K-Mom. Let's go." And I always
something
have
that I
No, sorry. I have. I always have a to-go water bottle with tequila before any social activity. I need
a little tequila.
Yeah.
My friend says, imagine if you lived your whole life three drinks in, bitch, I'd be president. Are you fucking kidding me?
Absolutely.
I'd be president.
I'm going to keep that in mind. When we were on The Bachelor, the producers
I can't believe you guys were on The Bachelor. You guys are so fucking cool. I can't fucking believe it. I think about The Bachelor, I think of like a cowl neck sweater and like a monogram necklace.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's basically how I was portrayed. And no,
you were not. I mean, neck sweater.
I was portrayed as like the Southern sweetheart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like a Monet girl. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. But one of the producers of the show, one of the executive producers of the show, said to me, he's like, I have never seen someone use alcohol to their advantage like you do. He's like, you drink enough to get you to be like a true Leo, because I don't feel like a Leo. But there.
Did you ever tell the camera that you queefed? Have you ever
But I told them that I only had sex with one man and he never gave me an orgasm, and so I was expecting an orgasm in the fantasy suite.
Did he give you one?
No.
Oh,
but no. But she had one in the.
No, but I had one in the fantasy suite of Bachelor in Paradise. Yes, where I met my fiance. So
they had sexual encounter on 7 different surfaces.
No, it was 9, but thank you.
9.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I'm at the age where everything that I do, I'm like, how's that going to affect my pH? I haven't taken my probiotic today. Oh, no. My God. Like, I would watch. So when I would watch The Bachelor, it came out in the year 2000. I was in like 5th fucking grade. My mom did. And she watched the first one with this like super lanky Harvard dude, like some fucking, I think his name was Andrew. And I was like, dude, this guy looks like Skeeter.
Yeah.
I don't understand how women are like, me, Andrew, me. If he chose me, I'd be like, oh my fucking God.
It's social experiment.
Yeah, it's a social experiment.
And Trisha is a bachelorette, right?
Yeah. I think she's
married.
Yeah, she's married with the guy still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the first person I ever heard, because I'm 11 at this point, say the word orgasm. And I was like, what in the fuck is that? And my mom was like, you're not allowed to watch Bachelorette with me anymore. Like, how fucking dare you? But I can understand that. I cannot believe that you kept having sex. You must have loved the shit out of this guy, because
I lost my virginity to him.
Wait, who?
Oh, yeah.
The guy I was talking about. But here's the thing. Like, I really did have orgasms with him. I just lied it to like give him a little sucker punch on national television.
You're so good.
I took my opportunity. That's a Leo, baby.
That's a Leo.
And so when I got, it was so funny because my parents are super Southern, and everyone put us in that stereotype. And so everyone's like, well, what did your mom say about you saying you never had an orgasm? I said, she was washing dishes at the sink. And I came home and I told her, I was like, hey, there's an episode that's about to air where I say that I never had an orgasm. So I want you to know the whole episode is going to be about me having an orgasm. And my mom turned around as she was washing dishes and she was like, have you never had an orgasm?
And
no, I've had an orgasm. I was just sucker punching the dude. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, thank God. She's like, I was so worried that you had never had one or experienced one. And like, if you're not having one and you haven't experienced one, you do not need to be with that person. I was like,
thanks, mom. Shout out to Tracy Gates.
Yay. I know girls who are like 33 that have never had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
fucking three.
No,
or I never had sex.
My neighbor, I won't say her name, but my neighbor who's in her 50s, she's never had one either. So we went to the sex shop together and got her some toys to try to like figure out what would
work for
her. Yeah. We're still on the adventure. She's keeping me updated, but we're still working on it. It's been a few months. So, you know, sometimes it's just harder for other people.
Yeah. I mean,
it is. It's harder for other people. It is. It's so easy for me. And that's how I know that the Lord has favorites.
Same.
This is a really awkward moment because my dad's calling me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, Dad. We got to go. Sorry, Dad. Speaking about orgasms right now. But no, you are literally so fucking funny. And I am so excited that you love Britney Spears as much as we do.
Yeah. So let's get into that a little bit.
So let's get into that. Since I am wearing the Oops, I Did It Again costume, which doesn't really fit me that well, ever since I bought it a couple months ago.
No, like a glove, baby.
Yeah, yes. But
you wear it well. You wear it
do
well.
Do I? I feel like I have really broad shoulders. I could have been like an Olympic swimmer in my past life. No, I think I could have been a really big. I think I could have been.
You
Michael
look
Phelps.
Like one of the girls on Coyote Ugly.
Yes, you do. Jersey.
Yeah, Piper. Yes.
Get
yes.
it. Yes.
My loneliness.
No. What's this? Oops, I did it again. I played with John.
Yes.
Got lost in the gang. Okay.
Yeah, there okay. you go.
Let's just... No, you got it, though. I love it.
That's the Britney spirit. Okay, what are your thoughts about Britney? We're obsessed with Britney over here. We're in the Free Britney movement, and we just want to know what your take is on it. What's your conspiracy, and how are we going to get Britney out of here?
So this is the thing. I think that she's entrapped for life. Like, this is it. Like, the only time she's ever going to be released is, like, if her father dies and if Jamie Lynn gets a fucking job. So that's the only time she'll ever be released. And by that time, she's going to be so exhausted. We're never going to get the memoir. We're never going to get anything. The only time that she's ever been so vulnerable is when she did Chaotic, where she was like, I want to be seen as a whole person, not just, like, a sex symbol or somebody, like, dance with Banana the Snake. You know, that's his name. Right. And I checked and he is still alive. But like the thing, so with me, my parents split up when I was like 7. And it's the same year that Hit Me Baby One More Time came out. And I did like this psychological fucking thing where I was like so upset at night that I would play on like my boom box her CD over and over to go to sleep, and it would play while I slept. And yes. I literally hear her voice and I feel comfort. It's so fucked. Mm-hmm. And like, and there's no way for me to tell her that without fucking scaring her. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that that's going to be like a casual conversation.
Right.
So for me, it was always like, and she's someone who was, like, she, you could tell that she was like a nice fucking girl. Yep. Or for me, Christina Aguilera wanted to like scratch my fucking eyes out. And I can tell, you know? Yes. And like Mandy Moore, I love you, Mandy, but the way
she didn't
the
do
way
it for
that
me.
You are in old navy khaki pants, I can't.
I'm
I like
with
can't.
You.
And then the Olsen twins were smoking so many fucking cigarettes, they never had time to talk to us.
Yeah.
So for Britney and Jessica Simpson was like, she's like a python with her jaw. I couldn't even watch her perform.
You know? Oh my God.
I was like, I can't even. Like, seriously. So I was, Britney Spears was, I fucking, you know it. With one finger on the ear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can't. I like, won't do it.
Like, you her know? And Nick Lachey's performances are not okay.
Yeah.
When Jessica would perform with John Mayer, they were lit. If you had that on mute, you would think that they were finger fucking each other. If you had it on mute, their faces were so fucking insane.
Wait, I never saw John Mayer and her perform.
Did you, Tevi, did you read the book, Jessica Simpson's book? I feel
cover to cover in one day, bitch.
I feel deep in my heart, I feel like Britney could have been spared if like we offered and sacrificed Jessica. I know that sounds terrible, but if Jessica would have gotten the part on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, then Britney could have avoided all of this.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have
the Britney.
I
always say the same
Britney.
Fucking thing.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't have the Britney.
We wouldn't.
I would probably be in therapy. My parents' divorce would have affected me a lot harder.
Yeah, exactly.
I always say that Britney Spears is destined to be the best high school dance coach in the world.
Absolutely. And I think that's what she really wanted. I think she wanted to be a small town, like, coach.
Cheer coach.
Yes. And live her life and marry the football coach and have beautiful blonde
Louisiana
children.
Babies.
Yeah.
I could totally see her going up to a little child and be like, why are we crying? You're going to get the tumble. You just got to believe in yourself. Okay, get out there.
And then they would tumble and be amazing.
Yes.
It'd be amazing.
No, but I think I'm just like always asking Reagan. Reagan.
What's my name?
Reagan. I always ask her, I'm like, do you think we'll ever see, like, will Britney ever be normal?
Never.
And what do I say?
And she says no, and I get really upset because I'm
with
like,
you.
Because she did For the Record documentary, which is not available anywhere.
Yeah, you
which
know
is
why?
So
her
scary.
Father is over her shoulder the whole fucking time.
No, it's so creepy, but then, they don't
Do you like the
nowhere.
The it's little nowhere. Clip that has been circulating? The one little clip that's been circulating is when she's in the car and they're not telling her anything, and she's like, "I just want to know where we're going and what we're doing today," and like you can just see it in her eyes. She's like, "I just want to drive. I just want to be in my car." Like this woman.
No, I literally watched this one clip. And she's, I literally cry every single time because she's just like, if I wasn't, like, people make mistakes in life. And
yeah,
I made
one mistake
and I'm paying for it for a really long time. But like, literally, if you fucking recorded my fucking, if the world knew what I did in college, I would be in a psych ward. So like, I don't know.
Serious? Like, okay. nobody would ever talk to me again. Nobody would ever talk to me.
Exactly.
And it's like, Brittany has like, been living 10 over 10, how many years now has it been? She has been living 10 plus years in quarantine,
basically. That's what I say.
Well, she's it's like 12 years now,
so but, you would be fucking crazy too, putting videos on
Instagram
if you're fucking like those crazy videos. Like, let her live. I literally go sometimes when I'm bored, I go on her Instagram and I fight with people because it's just fun. Because I'm like,
I have to unfollow her at times. There are points where I have to unfollow her because I'm like, I feel like she's my friend and I'm like, same. She's really fucking up and I can't tell her anything. So I have to like fucking do this. But the first time I ever had an inclination that something was awry with Britney, if I hear that Britney Spears is going to be at a Burger King, like anything, I will fucking too. She could have a collection at a gas station and I will buy all of it. Right.
Yep.
So she was, Iggy Azalea had a fucking song with her or whatever.
She went on
Watch What Happens Live. And she said that she invited Britney Spears over to like hang out and have a drink before she could come over. A team of people had to come over, check every room of like Iggy's house. She said this, had to check the whole house and tell her what she was allowed to eat. She could only have like a salad and ask Iggy what they were going to talk about. And she said that.
And they checked for drugs.
They checked for drugs. And I was like, that is.
It's so sad. So
that's when
sick.
I started thinking about it. That's yeah. And then that fucking podcast came out where the paralegal was like, she is enslaved.
Yes.
I didn't sleep, bitch. I didn't sleep. But
I think about it daily.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The last time that she trusted the public, all we did was ask her if she was a fucking virgin. Would you ever trust us again? That's all we fucking did. And she was 17. I think about 17-year-olds and having some 50-year-old interviewer guy, journalist, ask me, have you fucked yet? And that was normal. And she was asked every fucking day.
Yeah. Yep. Like, and so she didn't have weird. She didn't have the iTunes or Apple Music where you could just release a song or Instagram and just, like, promote it through that. Like, there was no social media. So she would have to literally travel the world to promote herself. And she was like 15, 16. Imagine. And then you're going to different countries interviewing with people that don't even speak English. And they're like asking you about your breast. And she was like, no, they're real. Like, and she was like, no, but like, and she's like a sweet Southern girl at this point. So she's just like, but imagine that mine.
No.
Fuck. When you're traveling the world trying to promote yourself, like the Ariana Grandes and the fucking Taylor Swifts of the world don't understand.
They don't get it.
They don't understand the extreme fame that she had in back in the day, like before social media and all that stuff. They don't understand that people didn't just like buy a ticket to a concert. They lined up hundreds of thousands of people.
Do you remember the line for TRL? How people would be in the streets for TRL when Eminem came out and it took up like three fucking city blocks? First of all, for Eminem, go home.
Go home. No, I went to every single Britney Spears concert, and then Tyler bought me the. And I don't even, Tyler said it was so bad. I was like, don't ever speak to me again. Or don't ever like speak about her in my presence ever again. Because he said like she lip synced. And I was like, I don't care if she fucking lip syncs. I just want to be in her presence.
Yeah.
So, and like her dance moves, she doesn't want to be there. Do you understand? Like she just was just lazy. She probably was on Xanax. Like literally was just like.
I think they put her on a lot of drugs. I mean, no, Cher has spoken out about it. She's tweeted like,
we need
you
Cher.
Have drugged Britney this whole time. Paris has recently came out when she was talking about her boarding school experience. And she's like, Mm-hmm. We need to get Britney out
Not
of here.
One person has came out and talked shit about Britney. Nobody.
No.
Like,
no one.
Because everybody knows she's a sweet girl and people her fucking family is taking advantage of
her. But why is no one doing anything? Like, we can't do anything, but, like, why
because
is...
Because she's feeding 25 people.
Yeah.
She's feeding, like, 25, 30 fucking people. If she stops working, then her dad has to get a fucking job. And what's he going to do? Nobody fucking likes him.
Put me in a room with him. Put me in a room with him.
Bitch, an Aries too, girl.
It'll go like, down.
Everybody says that Jamie has ruined her life, has ruined so many relationships. Like, there would be brand deals she didn't even know that she was gonna do, and he would just ruin the contract, be like $50 million. So, like, he would just ruin it. She had a restaurant in New York, and the day before the opening, he came in trashed, and told all the cooks that they were fired. They got a new head chef, new designer the day before the opening, and the fucking restaurant, it was open for like 6 months, I think, or a fucking year. Wait. Like, nothing. He's ruined everything for her.
I hate him.
And, like, Jamie Lynn, go to fucking Starbucks, fill out an application, and let your sister have a fucking life. Like, what the fuck is wrong? The only person that advocates for her is her mother.
Her mother.
That's
yeah.
the only
As
person
her
that,
mother
like,
should.
I think her brother, too. I think her, right? Or no?
What?
Doesn't she have a brother? She has a brother. I haven't seen him. I think Jamie Lynn put him in the closet or something.
Probably. Jamie, but when I think of her brother, I always think it's the guy that she, like, married in Las Vegas.
Same.
So, like, oh, that's
same.
Not my brother.
Like, when I just thought, when I just said it, her brother, Jason Alexander popped in my head.
Exactly.
But no, I like, his image popped in my head, but I don't really know what he looks like. But, like, if I was the brother, step up and fucking punch your dad in the face and be like, you're ruining my sister's life.
But then you have to get a job. You have to get a job.
Go to fucking Home Depot. I feel like I could see him working there.
In a Etsy shop, you lazy motherfuckers.
I don't think, like, they're hiring right now. So he's really banking off of Britney. Like, she is, I think her boyfriend's really cute. And I know somebody that knows him, and I heard really good things about him.
Do you think that that's actually her boyfriend? Because I heard otherwise.
I don't think it's her boyfriend at all.
I think it's somebody that they chose for her to keep an eye on her.
Yes, and I think she might think it's her boyfriend. Yeah.
He's on the payroll. He's on the payroll.
Yeah, but he's definitely on the payroll.
100%. Oh my God, guys! I thought he loved her.
No, she has to stay in shape so she can perform and make money, and that's
because he's a personal trainer. That is fucked up. It's but she burnt down her gym, so is he really watching her?
And you know what? Maybe
and watches what she eats.
Yeah.
She probably burnt down her gym on purpose.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And also on vacations, isn't it? Yeah, Brittany, you can go on vacation with your boyfriend.
Right.
Who's telling me everything that you do and who you talk to.
Exactly. It's really trippy.
It's so.
It is.
I want her
She's
to go
in the
back.
Truman Show. It's the Ed Truman Show, like with Jim Carrey. It is. That's her life.
I want her to go back to the clubs once, obviously, you know, this. Well, I think everything's opening back up soon.
I hope.
Let's just pray for the best. Let's manifest it. I want her to hit the clubs with Paris Hilton and take ecstasy again. Honestly.
If you would have told me, if you'd have looked at me in the fucking face in 2007, 2006, and told me the Kevin Federline era is the last era you're really going to get, I would be like, bitch, you're a fucking liar.
I agree.
I would have never believed you. Ever.
I know.
But Justin Timberlake had to fuck her up and embarrass her in front of everybody with Cry Me a River. Don't get me started.
I hate him.
I'm so fucking pissed.
I hate him.
Raven and I don't like
Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, and I hate Nick Lakey. And I call
Nick Lakey
because that's what his name is, because that's what he deserves.
I hate Nick Lakey.
And I hate Justin Timberlake.
But Justin Timberlake said good things about her after.
Yeah, but he's not a good person. He's not a good person.
How is he going to say bad things about her now? She's in jail. What is he going to say?
And he did that. He's responsible for that.
I will never forget that I read that he knew that she would feel uncomfortable about Cry Me a River, but he called her and he called and asked, is it okay if I have a double as you? And she paused. She goes, I guess. And still fucking did it, knowing that she was uncomfortable because she felt so guilty that she cheated on him. Justin.
I don't like it. And you know what? And then Justin, filming his movie, and he's like rubbing up all over another actress. Like, you know, I can't stand him.
Go back with your ramen noodle haircut.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, where's the peroxide, you motherfucker? Must have leaked into your brain.
Exactly.
Like, I literally, that truth. Started a fight with me and Jason. It wasn't even him, but I was like, if you ever go, 1, to New Orleans, 2, drink alcohol, 3, are caught holding hands with a bitch. No, I don't need paparazzi, bitch. I'll feel it. I'll wake up like this. Jason's touching someone. Like
same.
That,
no, same. I remember, and I was in a relationship in high school. I was in this tanning bed because that's what we did. And I had, I'm not even lying, I almost hit my head on top of this tanning bed because I had,
had a premonition.
And my body was like, his penis is in somebody else.
Oh, was it?
It was. Oh, it was. And then I beat her up at school the next day, and then I got suspended. But it was fine. I mean, I only got detention because I was an athlete, so it was all good.
Also, teachers definitely know when kids are like little fucking
yeah,
assholes.
Like she was.
Yes, ugh, they do.
I don't even know why I gave her the time of day. But I mean, it was the worst punch I've ever thrown, too. So it was really sad. But I literally had that. It was like I went like this. I mean, the listeners can't see, but
she gave her a palm.
It was not a good one. It was not good. Yeah, just so you know, it was not a good one. And to the girl that I punched in the face, I'll do it harder next time. Anyways, yeah. I'm sorry. No, but
let
this
me see
is
you in these streets, bitch.
Yeah, good thing I don't live in Jersey anymore. Wait, where do you live?
Oh, I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, I was just in Jersey. Yeah. We could. Amazing. Well, we can't. I can't come in. I can't. I couldn't get into the city. Everything.
Well, I landed in Newark and I got in. They were like, you can't go into the city. And I was like, my Uber accepted. So.
I'm going into the city.
Worst fucking airport ever. Newark airport.
Oh, I hate Newark airport.
It is literally the equivalent. It's like a subway stop. I don't know how to explain it. It's like so chaotic.
But I grew up in Sequakis. So every time I went to Newark, I was like so excited because I was like, oh my God, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, like I
was, so I was like, so, but like then as I went on The Bachelor and stuff, I was like, wait, all these airports are actually like nice. And like, this is a different world. Like it was not a subway station. And everybody is so mean at the Newark airport. So mean.
Because
I'm always
like,
super nice to them because I know like they're like you work at Newark airport, you know,
but I want to tell them like I don't make you work here.
Yeah. I just check my fucking bag and say, exactly. Have a nice trip. Like,
I'm
like,
how are you?
You know what?
Clock out.
I'm not even kidding. The Newark airport.
I remember you texted me.
Made me every time I go to an airport and someone is nice to me, I always call and tell their supervisor that they were great. And it was because of the Newark airport. You know this is true because I had such a horrible experience there.
No, I've had millions.
So every time someone is nice to me, it could be like someone going out of their way to say thank you for flying with us. I call or talk to whoever is their supervisor and I say, they're amazing. Yeah. They gave me great service.
Well, Bachelorwood is always putting me on Spirit Airlines, which is like so fucking rude.
Oh my, you're fucking.
Raven was probably flying first class. No. The Dolphin Shark Girl. The Dolphin Shark Girl was riding fucking Spirit. And I was like, oh, this is just fucking rude. This is a slap in the face. Clearly, I'm not making the hometown, so they don't really care. They just throw me on Spirit. And I was just so pissed off because I was like, you have to pay for your
person.
I thought Nick really loved me, but no, I'm kidding. No.
Have you ever gotten to an airport fight with your boyfriend?
Oh, I don't. Me and Tyler don't speak in the airport.
The only airport fights, which are the
best,
violent.
Yeah, they're so violent. I love it.
But you have to talk to them through your lips, and you're like, if you fucking touch me, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to scream. Like, I'm not going to get on this flight, and I know you can't afford the Uber back, and I'm going to go back, and you'll be stuck here for fucking ever, you Tom Hanks piece of shit. Like, literally, you know?
Yeah. No, me and Tyler.
But every single time I've got into an airport fight, it's at Newark. Only. Only.
Oh, no. Mine is every single airport, but literally, even on the plane, because we fly a lot Southwest, so we don't have assigned seats, but Tyler's like what's the A club?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah, he gets to go
Admiral's
on the plane.
Club.
Yeah, he gets to go on the plane first, so I'm like, if you don't save me a seat, I swear to God, I am going to, like, it's either you're going to get into a fight with somebody else for getting the seat or me. So,
yes.
Obviously, I'm going to be the scarier
Choose the
one.
Other person. Yes.
No. He choose the other person to get in a fight with because you don't want to mess with me.
Yeah, right.
But then sometimes if he doesn't save me a seat, I'm like, that's probably good because I will kill you because you didn't get me Cheez-Its. So,
yeah.
But honestly, you are, everybody needs to have you in their life. So everybody needs to follow on TikTok. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. We are running out of time.
Yeah, that was so fast.
That was so fast. And we talked for 45 minutes. The love for Britney.
We didn't even
just
get to talk about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And I wrote down my theories about it.
Listen, we need to have you back on.
Yeah, let's have you back on.
Maybe we can do like a two-parter.
Yeah.
And usually Kevin is not back-to-back booked like this.
Yes.
But today, unfortunately, we have to go because people are outside. So
we gotta go. And I'm wearing an Oops, I Did It Again costume, and I have a camel toe.
I love that.
Kevin, I believe in nepotism, okay?
Exactly. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Tevi, tell us really quick some projects you're working on, where people can follow you, and some things that people can be looking on your social media, things that are coming up.
If you like memes, no, I have no fucking idea. You can follow me on Hello Tevi on Instagram. You can follow that on YouTube. You can do it on TikTok. Definitely not Live Journal anymore because that's embarrassing. Do you guys remember Live Journal? Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I think Kevin doesn't like me. I think I have pubes now. Very embarrassing. But upcoming projects, I have a bunch of things under the works or whatever. And I am looking for a new therapist. So
well, we have betterhelp.com. If you want, use hashtag, oh my God, code night, you get like something off. But I'm so good at ads. But no, we love you. Thank you so much. And
yes,
wait, give your Instagram and TikTok name so that
she
everybody
did, at Hello Tefi.
Oh, okay, wait, what's your Instagram name? I must have
at Hello Tefi.
Wait, oh. Okay.
At HelloTeffy.com.
Sorry, I think it's the blonde wig. I think it's the blonde wig, the wig cap, and the tequila. Don't judge me. And the Adderall. Okay, I love you so much.
So much fun, guys.
Yes, we need to have you back to hear your theories. So if you're available next week, I mean, what else do you have going on besides talking to us?
Don't make me say, you know what? I'm going to leave it with, I'll move my meetings.
I love it.
Okay, love you. We can also do an Instagram live if you want. I mean, just to talk more because I like you.
Let's do it. And you don't like a lot of people. So
I don't like a lot
of
people. So
I feel it. Yeah. Okay. Love you guys. I'm down for an IG live. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.